Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin. Daf Kuf Gimel picking up on Kuf Beis Amud Beis by the bottom of the page. We end up next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that three malachim and four idiotos have no chelik olam haba. The three malachim, Yoavim, Achim, and Menashe. And then says the Gemara, and after that, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelik olam haba. No, he does. Shenemar v'yispat le'ilav v'yishmat chinasa v'yishiveu Yerushalayim Yerushalam ala malchuso. And he went back, and he made it back to Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. Said the Gemara, Yehuda Omer, Menashe yesh lo chelik olam haba. Shenemar v'yispat le'ilav v'yaseh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Allowed himself to be entreated by this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Machlokas Tanakam and Yehuda. They both darshan one particular pasuk to see which way this happened, whether he was accepted or he wasn't. It says in pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Shenemar unisatim lezaava l'cham mamlechos ha'aretz beglal Menashe v'nechizkiyahu. It will make the people of Yehuda a shuddering for all the kingdoms of the earth on account of Menashe ben Chizkiyah. Mar Sabah Beglal Menashe is also tshuva. One says that Yehuda says the reason is because of the tshuva that he did. They knew lo avud, but he himself didn't do tshuva. Meaning they should have learned from Menashe's example and done tshuva, but they didn't. And it's because of this that they're going to get punished. And Umar Sabah, then one says that the Tanakama, beep, turn the page. Kuf, give it off. Biglal Menashe, the love of tshuva. That's because Menashe, who did not do tshuva, and he caused the people of Yehuda to come after him. Rashi says, V'him shichon kulan achor, everyone got dragged after him, and therefore that's the punishment that's going to happen. Amir Rabbi Yochanan, call him Menashe, and luchilik mabba, merapi yedeim shel balei tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan says, anyone says Menashe doesn't have a chilik mabba, that's going to stop people from doing tshuva. There's somebody going to say, look, he did tshuva and it wasn't accepted, so why should we do it? The Tani Tana Kami de Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe Asa Tshuva, Shloshim B'Shalosh Shanam, he did tshuva for 33 years. He said, Ben Shtei Masei Shanah Menashe B'Malcho. He started becoming king at 12 years old. V'chamish V'chamish Shana Melech B'Yishalayim. 55 years he was in Yerushalayim as the king. V'yas Ashera Kasha Asa Achav Melech Yisrael. And he made an Ashera of Vodasar, just like Achav did. And so that comes out to be that he was as bad as Achav was at the time that he was bad. Kama Malach Achav, how long was he the king? Esam Metatin Shin, 22 years. Menashe Kama Malach Hamat Chamishim Chamesh. Dal Minay, Esam Metatin, subtract 22 from this. Apashe Lutlas Hamatlas. Leaves over 33, between 33 years of him being the king, he was doing tshuva. Rashi Sha'asa tshuva. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Vayishma Elav Vayichaser Lo? What does it mean when it says about Menashe, Hashem listened to him, Vayichaser Lo? What's this lashon of Vayichaser Lo? Rashi says, Umibachutz Ksev Vayichaser Lo, Kach Shamati. Vayichaser Lo Mibayla. It should have said, and he listened to him. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Menashe a type of machteres, like a tunnel, like, you know, Habab machteres, like we learned earlier in the Masechta. And in order to be able to get his tshuva, Midas Adin, because Midas Adin was coming against him to not accept it. Rashi says, Midas Adin is a machteres, Shalom lahakvil pnei Menashe, but tshuva v'asa kolish b'chum materas berakia u'pashat yado v'kibel below yidias midas adin. He snuck around midas adin, so he's able to go ahead and to make it in there. And another shtickle of Rav Yochanan and Rav Mishum Mishum Ben Yochai and Rav Mishum B'chai. Am I to say what does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Bereishis Mamluchusio Yakum Ben Yoshiyahu? What does it mean when it says in the beginning of the reign of Yoyakim, the son of Yoshiyahu? Rashi's my time exib behani Bereishis Yosim Yachrini. Why is it with every more than others? Exib Bereishis Mamleches Tzidkiyahu, and it says in the beginning of the reign of Tzidkiyahu. Was it until this time they weren't already kings? So we're going to see, says the Gemara now. Kosher wanted to send the whole world back to Tovu to the earth to destroy the whole world. Bishul Yoyakim, because of Yoyakim. As outside is saying, Bereishis Mam Luchus Yoyakim and Yoshoyo. He wanted to do it during those times over there. But he looked at the people over there, and he calmed down, because his anger cooled. This was, Yoyakim was the son of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu was a big tzaddik. He switched everyone into, you know, doing the right thing over there. And then his son Yoyakim took over, and bad stuff took over there. But because Bochum looked into the door, and he saw over there, Asher says, Yoyakim, Shayut Tzadikim, Shadayin, Lo Galu, Echavish, Ramaska, they weren't kicked out yet, and therefore he calmed down over there. Because Bochum, Lachzis, Holom, Kula, Lo, Sol, Vo, Bishul, Torishul, Tzidkiyah. Same idea that in the time of Tzidkiyah, Nistakob, Tzidkiyah was Karadaita. Over here, it was the people they wanted to destroy. But he saw, Rashi says, he was shayim, shekol tzaddikim, higlu kvar im Yoyachan. Everyone was already kicked out with Yoyachan, so therefore everyone was destroyed. But he saw the righteousness of the tzidkis, of tzidkis, so was saved because of that. By tzidkia, what does it say? It says that he did what was ra in the eyes of Hashem. So I can say he was a tzaddik. And for the Gemara, shayim b'yado limchos olamicha. Why do you say he was righteous? Because tzidkia's he could have protested the Rishayim, but he didn't protest. But in terms of his own behavior, he himself was actually a tzaddik. Another one of the statements of here, we're going to have four in total. This is number three. Vomer Yochum Mishum Mishum Ben Yuchai. Ma'ilusiv Ish Chacham Nishpat Es Ish Evil Viragas V'Sachak Ve'Nachas. What does it mean when it says the wise man will judge against the fool? He rages and smiles, but there's no fear. Says Rashi, Zakadosh Baruch Hu Shnikra Hashem Ish Melchama. Right, so it says Ish Chacham, so Zakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Ish Melchama. Ish Evil Eil Melachim Shebesamuch Shebesmoch Achaz V'Amtzia V'Rogaz V'Sachak V'Ein Nachas Bein Shehu Koei Simaim Eishu Sochik Imaim Einam Yireim Milafanav V'Einam Chasim Lachsor Lamutav. The Gemara is not going to spell this out. This is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ka'asi al Achaz, I got angry at Achaz, who was a Melech, and was sat to Biyad Melech Damesek. I gave him to the hands of the king of Damesek. And then hopefully what's going to happen, he's going to change his ways. He's going to end up doing tshuva. Zivach v'kita l'Elohim. So what does he do? He started giving karbanos to their gods. Shenar v'yizbach l'Elohei Damesek Hamakimbo. And he gave it to the gods of Mesek Hubita Veomer Ki Elohei Malchei Aram Hei Mazir Mosam. He said, because the gods of the king of Aram help them, Blahem Azabeach of Arazuni. So if I'll give them karbanos, then they're going to help me. Veim Hayu Lo Lachshilo L'Chol Yisrael. It ended up being a ruin of him and all of Bnei Yisrael. So Chakti Amatzia, I smiled and I did good things to Amatzia. And Venesati Malchei Edom Yado, I gave him the kings of Edom in his hand. Maybe by winning, he's gonna go ahead and he's gonna realize who the real God is. And Hevi Eloheim Yistachava Laham. Instead, he brought their gods and he bowed to them. And it was after Amatzia he returned from after beating the Edom. Ve'avos Elohei Bnei Seir Ve'amidem Lo Lohim. He gave honor to them. And then he bowed to them and he gave them karbanos. Also thinking like, oh wow, thank you so much for letting me win. Hashem is trying to go ahead and make somebody lose, and they do avodah zara. I'm Rav Papa. Hayinu Dami Inchi. This is the old saying that people say, Bachi le lamar de lo yada. I cried to the master, but he didn't realize it. Chayichi lamar de lo yada. I smiled at the master, and he didn't realize it. Vai le lamar de lo yada bein tav labish. Woe to a master who doesn't realize what's happening, whether this is good or bad. This next one is based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and it's talking about what happened during Bavel. This is when they were sieging Yerushalayim with Bavel, and the city was breached on the 9th of Tammuz, and the Babylonian generals, they set up their headquarters in the city in a place called Shar HaTovach, And Targum calls it the middle gate. Rav Yochanan is explaining Tavach a little differently. Vayevo kos sari melech bavav yishu b'shar ha-tavach. Am Rav Yochanan, mishum mishum ben yuchai, makom shemechatchin bo halachos. Why is it called Tavach gate? It's a place where they decided, as in mechatchin, the laws. That's where the Sanhedrin used to go into meet. Rashi says, makom shayu mechatchin bo v'darshin hilchos nepach l'moshav leitzim. So sari melech bavav became a place of moshav leitzim, chalila. Am Rav Papa, I mean, this is what people say. But I said, the Mari Tola Le Zaine, Taman Kulbaraya Kulse Tola. On the spot where the master hung his weapon, there the lowly shepherd now hangs his jug. We had some bad kings in our day, back in the day. One of them was Achaz, and now we're going to bring a Pasuk in Mishlei, which is going to discuss one of them. This is the following. Simon Al Sede Batam Lo Tuena, Lo Suena. By the field of the houses, it will not befall. Okay, Rav Chisam, Rav Yomi Bar Abba, Maidr, say what it says in the Pasuk of Mishlei, Al Sadei Ish Otzel Avarti, that I passed by the field of a lazy person, Val Kerem Adam Chaselev, and by the vineyard of a person who's not so intelligent, Vehine Allah Kulo Kimshonim, and it's overgrown with thorns, Kasu Panav Charulim, it's covered with nettles, which is a type of plant, it's also like very sharp. Vegeder Avon of Nerisu, and its fence, stone fence, is all ruined. Al Stei Yishat Selavarti Zeh Achaz. This is talking about Achaz. Al Kerem Adam Chaselei Zeh Menashe. Hine Allah Kulo Kimshonu Zeh Amon. This is Amon, right? Who was the son of Menashe, also did Avodah Zarah and bad stuff. Kotsu Panav Charulam Zeh Yoyakim. It's Yoyakim. Vegeder Avon of Nerisu Zeh Tzidkiyahu. Tzidkiyahu Shenecherev Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. That the stone fence, like the Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed in his day. Another one of Rav Chisam Rabbi Abba. There are four groups that are not going to be Mekabel the Pnei Shechina. Kas, we saw this. Hey. Sota membeis. Yeah. There are four groups that are not going to be Mekabel of the Shechina. You could stag a lot of Torah, do a lot of mitzvahs, and all this kind of stuff. But if you have these four different things, the person is not going to be able to see the Shechina. Who are these four different categories? Says the Gemara. Kat Leitzim, those are the group of Leitzim, scoffers, Kat Shakranim, liars, Kat Shakhanefim, flatterers, Kat Mesaper Lashon Hara, and those that are Mesaper that speak Lashon Hara. Kas Leitzim, Nachsev Mashach Yado El Lo Es Lo Zitzim, he withdrew his hand from the scoffers. Kat Shakranim, Nachsev, Diber Shkarim, Lo Yikil Nenegerinov. That the one who tells lies will not be established for my eyes. For before him no flatterer will come. You're not a god who desires wickedness. Evil cannot abide with you. You, Hashem, are a tzaddik. Therefore, an evil one with the speech of Lashon Hara is not going to be able to be where you dwell. The third statement. It says in the pasuk, "Lo seune elecha rav and el galur kabelecha." What does it mean when it says, "No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come before you"? Lo seunecha rav shalu yishlo by mitzahara. Mitzahara is not gonna rule over you. You're not going to find a wife for Safik Nida when you come back from a journey. You come back from a long journey, and that can be such a situation. Rashi says, "V'hein be'olecha v'yishtecha." Come in and ain olo ela isha. But shash adam ba minaderech. Kashalo kishiyim says isha Safik Nida yosim Nida v'daish al Safik u'meitzar v'yitzur takfu v'omer tahorehi v'alchina mani monea. If a person goes back in a derech and he's feeling the urge and it was always a vibe they needed, okay, but it's just something. He's like, nah, it's probably fine. Just go for it. Do what you got to do. Davar acher lo senecha lo seuna ilecha ra shalo yivasucha chalomas raim yeruim raim. What does it mean? No evil is going to befall you. Not going to have a bad dream or bad thoughts are not going to come against you. V'nelega lo gibe olecha shalo chabein o talmid shemagdiach tavshil rabim. You're not going to have any sort of plague that's coming near your tent. It means may you not have a son or student who burns his dish in public. Burns a dish in public. No, don't be burning them dishes. In other words, you want to come back and embarrass him. Adkan, Nebercho Aviv, until this point, Shlomo's father blessed him. Mikan Ve'elich Be'achto Imo. From then on, from this point, his mother blessed him. Rashi says, all this is a bracha from David to Shlomo, his father. And Mistam Lefi Inyan Abracha, Shishlida Sidor Abracha, Shikin Derech Abed Varmiel. This is like the father way to do in such a thing, right? Besafik Nida, Be'esahari, Yehurim Rahim, Ubadim Talmideim, Shloyak Dichot Avshilim, Be'rabim, Be'el Isha, Einon Sen is Das Bekach. She doesn't think about these type of things. Ella Meham Reches Alev, Shiyeshla Mispalel Sapana, Shinatsim, Ever Nagave from Eruchin. Like we're going to see this her brachas just in a second. And so we see that Mori Rabbi. We see that this bracha comes from the mother now. Hashem will charge his angels for you to guard you in all your ways. On palms they will carry you, so you don't strike your foot against a rock. And the lion and the viper you will tread. In other words, you're gonna kill the lion and the serpent. Ad kan b'chasu ima. That's the bracha of the mother. Mikan ve'elach b'yachdu shemaim, and then a kosh bracha b'asim. So that's the father worries about like the spirituality and the things like this, and not to be embarrassed, and the physicality. It's her. The mother worries about the fact he's not going to be physically harmed. And a kodesh baruch hu ki v'chashik v'avoteil segevir ki yad hashemi yikreinu v'nei mechul menachu b'tzara achatech v'derech hamin esveil v'ari b'shosi. There is yearn for me and I will deliver him. I will elevate him because he knows my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I am with him in distress. I will release him and I will honor him. I will say to him with long life and I will show him my salvation. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful thing which he's saying. V'hinoam. Yosef b'seser. Right, and this is like not it's tefillah, but they said of Hashem, it's the bracha that's given on to Shlomo HaMelech. Says Rashi, Lo Shayach Ella Biribono de Alma, Klomar Oso Shechafetz Bi Ubirasi Afaltehu. Back to the evil kings. When it says, and from the wicked will be withheld their light, the high arm will be broken. Why is the ayin and the word rishayim hanging? Is it higher than the other? It's hanging up. It's higher than the other letters. Rashi says, "Sheinik suva b'shita sosus." I read on the table. I read on the same line. Ela tluya. He's a little bit higher. Lamala v'nir kichsov v'shayim. It looks like it says Rashim with the ayin a little bit higher. So mipnei ma'ayin shoshayim islam kevin shenasa adam rashim lata. Once you make a lot of like somebody poor. In this world, Rashi says, "Sheish lo sonim be'ein ruach habios nochei menu." When you go ahead and once a person becomes poor, meaning he gets poor of friends in this world, nasa rush mamala, he becomes poor of upstairs as well. In other words, if you're hated by people, it's a sign that Hashem also hates them. That's why it says rushim, these two types of poor. Velo nichteve klal. Look at this, don't write the ayin at all. One says that the ayin is written in order to honor David HaMelech, because David had many enemies, right? There are many that weren't happy with him. She'ein ha-David noeg b'tzadikim, but David ha'yu lo sonim harbe. So it's coming to say that it's only if it's a person is a Rasha, not someone David HaMelech, because they were hating him because they were jealous of him. B'chadam mishum kvodo shal Nechemya ben Chachalya. Right, because the honor of Nechemya Chachalya, he had a lot of Goyish enemies who tried to kill him for rebuilding the wall around Yerushalayim, or he had a lot of Jewish enemies that had intermarried and were friend, had a lot of Goyish friends. And before Nechemya, it was writing that a person who's hated below is hated above, is only the person is a Rasha. Unlike Nechemya, unlike Nechemya ben Chachalya. Tanu Rabbanan, Menashe Yisson Shone Chamishim Chamisha Panim B'Toras Kohanim. Menashe used to study with Darshan 55 different punim, understandings, in the meaning of Torah's Kohanim, that's talking about, that is Vayikra. Rashi says, Sefer Vayikra, Hayu Mechadish Bo Kol Shana Vashana Vidosha Mipulpulo. It's 55 years into the kingdom. Keneged Shnei Malchuso, you know, it's corresponding to the years he was a king. Achav Shmonim V'chamisha, Achav came up with 85. Yeravam Mea Ushlosha, Yeravam 103. Tanya, we got another Bais Sahi, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Avshalom, Ein Lo Chelek Ma'aba, Avshalom does have a peace, place in the world to come, Shenemer, Vayaku is Avshalom, Vayimusuhu. And it says, and they hit him, and he died. Vayakub, Olamazeh, Vayimusuhu, Olamaba. Tanya, another Bais, Rabbi Shimon, Olazor, Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Achaz, V'achazia, V'chol Malchi, Yisrael, Shekotzabahem, Vayasara, B'nei Hashem, Lo Chayin, V'lo Nidonin. All these people that have said that they did evil in the eyes of Hashem, they will not come to life by Tchias HaMesim, but they are also not going to Gehenna for their avirus. They get stuck in like the Netherlands, like in the middle, I guess like in Holland. V'gam dam naki shafach, Menashe harbe ma'od ad asher miles Yerushalayim peh lepeh. It says that Menashe, he killed so much innocent blood till he filled Yerushalayim with blood from one end to the other end. Levan mechatoso asher hechti as Yehuda lasas rabbi Hashem. Besides the sin he committed in causing Yehuda to die, which is evil in the eyes of Hashem. What does that mean? He's lost me pele pe. Hachita gimna shahara. Shahara gishaya. Yishaya. And Bava, they explained to me that Menashe killed Yishaya. It was so bad as if he filled Yerushalayim from one end to the other. Rashi says, "Hey, Ka'amar Kra Milei Yerushalayim Pele Peh, Shenis Moshe Shasadik Shkula Kamosha Milei Yerushalayim Chalolim." By my Rav Armi, Eretz Yisrael, they explain, "Sha'asat Selim Aso Elef Bnei Adam." Every day, Menashe would make an idol, which is so heavy that you need 1,000 people to carry it. V'chol Yom V'Yom Harig Eskulam, and every day, he would make them carrying this heavy idol, and it would kill them all because it was just too heavy to carry. Rashi says, "How you nifkayim mikovin amasoy?" It was too much for them. Kamana zaldam Rabbi Ravichana shkula neshama shel tzadik echad kene kolam kulo. Like whom does it go? Like the right, the neshama of a tzadik is compared to in the entire world. Kamana dami Yishaya harag. It's according to one who says that Menashe killed Yishaya. Like we said, it was like he killed from one end to the other. Kesiv Pesel, it writes the word that Menashe made a Pesel, but in Lashon Yachid, Uksiv Psilim, in Lashon Rabim. Amar Rabbi Yochan, Betchilas lo Pirtzuf Echad. Originally he made only one. Vasofas lo Arba Pirtzuf, and then he made like four different Pirtzuf and faces. Teshetira Shechina V'tichos. It was every way the Shechina would look, it would get upset. It would get upset because it would be in every direction that he looks. That's crazy. Achas immediately by Aliyah. Achas put the Rezar in the Aliyah, in the upper part of the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar ve'es ha-mizbechos asher ala gag Aliyah Achas, and the mizbechos that were in the roof of Achas' upper chambers. Menashe immediately by Hechel put in the Hechel. Shem yisam es pesel asher asa. Babayis asher amar Hashem el David v'el Shlomo. Beno, Babayis asher b'shalayim asher b'chayti mikol shifte Yisrael asim. That's where you put it. Amon v'yichnis to the Beis Kotzer, Yekudashim. Shenemar ki katzar ha-matzah mi-yistareya. For the couch is too short for stretching out, and the cover too narrow for curling up. Mikey cuts out matzah mister. What does that mean that the couch is too short for stretching? Amar Rabbi Shmuel by Nachmanim Rabbi Yochan cuts out matzah zeh min listarer. I love shnei reim keachad. This couch, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, is too short for two to have dominion over at the same time. It can't be you have the Shechina and you have a Avodah Zarah. It's either one or it's going to be the other. Maiva Masecha Tzara, what does it mean when it says in the cover is too narrow for curling up? I'm Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, Ki Ava Mati Laikra, got this pasuk of a kabachi, he would die, he would cry. Ki Kasabo, Misha Kasabo, Kodesh Kaneid, Me'ayam, he who has written that he gathers like a mound the waters of the sea, Me'ayam Kodesh Baruch Hu, Te'a Salom Masecha Tzara, will an idol now become a rival for him? It's going to go and be competition. Rashi says, "Keisha shenas es tzara l'chaverta," like a man married to two women, the other one's called the tzara, like a rival. How does it make sense? Oy. And they would cry. Achaz bitel savoda. He stopped doing the service of the Beis HaMikdash for chasam es Torah. He sealed off the Torah. Shenemar Tzor Tuuda Chasom Torah Bilimudai. Bind up the testimony, seal the instruction with my disciples. Menashe Kader Saskaros Masha scratched out the name of Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Vaharis the Mizbeach, and he destroyed the Mizbeach. Amon Tzarfas the Torah, he burnt the Torah. Vahela Samabis Agabe HaMizbeach. And he caused to come up, Rashi says, Kuri Achbish, cobwebs, you know, spider webs. Shebita Avoda, says Rashi, Shebita Avoda Mikol Vichol, Ad Sheargu Achbish Kurehen HaMizbeach. They put the spider webs on it over there. Achas Hiter Se'erva, he matired Arias. Rashi says, Nasis Lo Kehater. He met it like, yeah, it's okay, totally good, right? It's a total loss of just clarity of what's right and what's wrong. He made it like it's okay. Menashe Baal Achoso. Menashe was with his own sister. Amon Baal Imo. He was with his own mother. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Hu Amon Hirba Ashma. He was Amon, the one who did even more evils. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Charam Shesarf is the Torah. One said that means that he burnt the Torah. Charam Shabal Imo. He was with his own mother. Amalu Ima, his mother said, Klumi Yishcha, no, Mimakam Shatsa Mimenu. Does it make sense that you have, can you have pleasure from the source in which you came? Like, what are you doing? I gave birth to you and you're having a relationship with me? Amalu, he said back to Klumi Yose El Achis Bari, I'm not doing this for pleasure, for this. I'm just doing it to make my angry, you know, my creator angry, which is really intense. Kyaso Yakim, Mama, he said, Kamai Lo Yadi La Guze, the earlier ones didn't know how to make God angry. They didn't really know how to do this. Let's do some serious cursing over here. Do we need God for anything other than the light? What do we need? All we need is the sun. But you know what? We don't even need that. Because Yishlon Zahav Parvayim, this very bright gold, Shanu Mishtam Shimbo, we use that in order to give us light. Rashi says, Meir B'Yoser. Yitaloro, go ahead, take your light and get out of here. Amrulo, they said to him, as she says, "B'nei Doro, v'alo kesef, b'nei Doro tzadikim." There were tzadikim, like we said in Aleph. He's talking about Doro Yaakov, and his guy died. So he calmed down from looking at the door. Yaakov himself is evil, but his people in the door were actually good. So he said, "V'alo kesef, v'alo shalohu." Isn't the silver and the gold all his? Like it all belongs to me. He says back to him, "Kvar nistanu lana." You already gave it to us. So it's already given to us. So yeah, nice try. Amar lei Rav al Rav Bar Mari, b'primalo manu es Yoyakim. Why was Yoyakim counted one of those who don't have the world to come? Rashi says, "Bahadi hanoch she'en lehem chelek olam haba." Mishum the siv bay, because the pasuk says about him, "V'yaseh divrei Yoyakim v'sov osav ashasav nimsa alav." Is it because it's written about him now? The rest of the matters Yoyakim and the abominations which he committed, and that which was found in him. Like, in other words, he's saying, what? Of course he should be part of the list. You want to say it's because he was so bad, and that's the reason why? That doesn't make any sense. Rashi says, "Bitamia mishum dechsebe rasha kazeh lo manu." My even nimsalav says the Gemara. What does it mean when it says, "and that which is found on him"? Rabbi Yochanan realizes, "Chada meshachaka kshem avodas kachav me'ala maso." One says he had a tattoo of a lazar on his shmandrik. Rashi says, "Mitoch she'odegba." So one says that he put Shem Shemayim on his shemajik. Mishum Bizayin, says Rashi. Amalei, so he says, but Malachim lo shamati. When it comes to kings, they didn't hear why it was. He's not including the Mishnah, but doesn't get a chilek in Olam Haba. But Yotos shamati. But in reference to Yotos, I heard why he wasn't listed. Mepnei Malo Manu es Micha. Why did they put Micha on it on the list over there? Because of the fact that he always had food for those that were on the way. Rashi show you kol olam misarchin etzlo. He gave a lachan zorchim. Could have saved kol over himself. El alavim ze micha. So micha came along because he did such incredible acts of chesed. Therefore, he didn't lose his world to come. Shemar kol over himself. El alavim. But this is all the travel to and fro to the levim, to the Levites. What else we see about Micha? Pasuk says, "Va'aver bayom mitzar v'hikar bayom galim." That the rival, meaning the tzar, will pass through the sea and it will strike waves in the sea. Amar Yochanan, "Zeh pisul shemicha." Talking about the Pesel Micha, the idol, the image of Micha. Rashi says, what is this? We have two different pshatim. One is that when Moshe Rabbeinu, because of Moshe, it's a shame. This is Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for Yosef's body, and he didn't know where to get Yosef's body. I didn't want to go bring it to the land of Israel. So what happened? What did he do? He took the Shem Hashem, he wrote it on some plate, and he threw it into the Nile River, and Yosef's coffin rose up. Micha came along, and what did he do? Micha went and he took it, and he brought it with him, and they went out to the Yamsuf, and he used it to make the golden calf. And that's what he says over here, because Moshe Hashem Yishlich al Anilos, he hit it, he took it. And that's what it means. When they went, Micha with him, Shiado, Hashem lost his ego. Was his name to do the ego? Lishachrina, one of his other answers, Micha Osa Pesel. He brought the actual idol, Evio, Imo, Kishavi, Yisrael Yam, and he brought it with him when they went over the Yam. So Zephyr Micha, Taimon did it by Sibinus and Omer, Migrav, Lishilo, Shloshamila. From Grav to Shiloh, was 3 mil. That's where the Pesel Micha was, and Shiloh was where the Mizbeach was. The smoke from the two Mizbechos would go in and would mix together. The Malach HaSharis wanted to kill him. She says, Lamicha, right, to destroy him over here. Leave him. He's helping people. Because of this, Pesel Micha, the people of the whole story that happened, terrible story with Pileges Begiva, because of this, Micha, the people of that time period were punished because of this whole situation of Pileges. The people of Pileges Begiva were punished because of Pesel Micha. Rashi says, Al Pes al Pislo Shal Micha, Shalom Micha, you saw they didn't fight against, they didn't protest. Biyodo Nanshu Anche Pilegas Begiva, they were punished, Anaflu Biad Binyamin, they felt that Binyamin, Hargamim, Arba Mela, 40,000 of them were killed. This is an absolute terrible story which happened in Shoftim, in Perek Yotes, that there was a Pilegesh, right, who ran away from her husband, her angry husband, to her father's house, but they made up and he came to her father's house to take her home. On the way back, they stayed by a town in Binyamin, in a place called Giva. And there are a group of Rishayim there who came and took her and they violated her and she ended up dying from it. Ooh, and there was a whole civil war that happened over there. And of Shevet Binyamin, they refused to punish the people who did it. The messengers came over here and Rasan says that this whole terrible thing happened, that 40,000 of them ended up dying because it's a punishment to the whole Jewish people because of the lack of protesting Pesel Micha. Says the Gemara, Amar Leima Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechavodi lo michisem, you didn't, you know, for my honor, you didn't protest, Al Kavodo Shal Basa Badam michisem, but you did do it for the covet of Basa Badam. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishubar Yosef and Kisma, Gedola Lagima, great is giving food. Rashi says, Achila Shal Mechila Orch, and giving food to people that are traveling. Because not doing that pushed away two families. That's just Amun Umov, Shalafish, Shalo, Kadmu, Yisrael, Belechem, Ubemayim, Nichtav, Shalo, Yavo, Bekal. They can't come to join into the Jews. Shenemer, Al Devar, Asher, Lo Kidmu, Eschem, Belechem, Ubemayim. Pasuk says that this is because, right, the Amun Moav, they're not able to marry into the Jews, even the 10th generation, because they didn't come and give bread and water on the road when you're leaving Mitzrayim. Rav Yochanan, the day Amar, Rav Yochanan said his own name, Marchekes es Akrovim, right, it pushes away even those who would normally be near, Makarev es Rechokim, and giving what people need is brings close those who would be far. It causes the eyes of Hashem to look away from the Rasha. Meaning, you know, for those who are doing the right thing, Rashi says, Hashem kind of like turns a blind eye, like, oh, I didn't see your bad ways if you're helping out. And it causes the Shechina to rest in the Nevi'e Baal, you know, to get real prophecy. V'shigigasa olo zadon, and his shogeg, Somebody doesn't help someone b'shogeg is considered raise the level as if it is actually a mazed.
Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Pick it up next time explaining each one of these five things. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.